by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of Ludwig Bemelmans, born in the Tyrol in Austria in 1898. His uncle owned a chain of hotels, and Bemelmans, who had been rebellious as a young man, got in a fight with a waiter. He shot him, he almost killed him, and his parents gave him the choice of reform school or going to America. He chose to go to America, arrived in New York. He was just 16. He worked at hotels. He started his own restaurant, which was very successful. And then a friend of his saw Bemelmans' drawings on the walls of his apartment, suggested he write a children's book, and that was Madeline, published in 1939. In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. It's the birthday of August Wilson, the playwright, born in Pittsburgh, 1945. When he was 20 years old, he wrote a college term paper about Robert Frost and Carl Sandburg for his sister, who paid him $20 for it. And from that money, Wilson bought his first typewriter. He typed his name just to see how it would look, and then at that point knew that he wanted to be a writer. He moved to St. Paul in 1978, found that living away from Pittsburgh allowed him to write about his childhood, wrote his first play in 1982, Jitney, and then a few years later, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And it's the birthday of the man who created the Left Behind series of novels, Tim LaHaye, born in Detroit in 1926. Wrote them with a co-writer, Jerry B. Jenkins. The Left Behind books about the rapture, a phenomenon in publishing, outselling books by Grisham and Stephen King. It's estimated that one out of every eight Americans has read at least one of the novels. And it's the birthday of Ulysses S. Grant, born in Point Pleasant, Ohio, 1822, commander of the Union armies at the end of the Civil War, the 18th president of the United States, and the author of Personal Memoirs, came out in 1885, one of the few books ever written by an American president that qualifies as great literature. After his two terms as president, Ulysses S. Grant went on a world tour with his wife. He was greeted everywhere as a great hero. He thought that he was a millionaire, but when he got back home, he found out that the investment banking scheme that his son had persuaded him to go in on had failed, that one of the partners had been embezzling money, and that Grant himself was not a millionaire. He was, in fact, several million dollars in debt. He was in desperate need of money, so he set out to write his memoirs, at first for Century Magazine. An article by Grant appeared. Century Magazine doubled its advertising pages. They earned about $100,000, and out of that they paid Grant about $500 for his article. And then he got a great offer from Mark Twain that if Grant would publish with Twain's publishing house, he would get 75% of the profits. At the time, Grant had been diagnosed with throat cancer. His health deteriorated rapidly. He knew he didn't have long to live, so he wrote as fast as he could. He was in extreme pain. He was in a daze from pain medication. He still managed to write 275,000 words in less than a year. Finished his memoirs in July 1885 and died 4 days later. The book was sold door to door, sold more than 300,000 copies, provided Grant's family with about $500,000 in royalties. It was the most money that had ever been paid out for a book at that point in publishing history. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. I stepped from plank to plank, a slow and cautious way. The stars about my head I felt, about my feet the sea. I knew not, but the next would be my final inch. This gave me that precarious gait some call experience, wrote Emily Dickinson. The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with a poetry tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. production assistance from Katrina Chikawa. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.